You're listening to SBS News.
In the harrowing final days of the evacuation of the Afghan capital Kabul, thousands of people were airlifted out of the country. But months later, many who wanted to get out remain left behind. Ahmad worked as an interpreter for Australian troops and was given a 449 visa under Australia's humanitarian program. That's now expired. After fleeing to neighbouring Pakistan, he's told SBS he and his family are still receiving threats from the Taliban.
Please help me because my life, my family's lives are now in danger. All the other interpreters left behind in Afghanistan, their lives are in danger too. We just want the Australian government to please help us.
Ahmad was among 6,000 Afghans to receive an emergency visa from Australia at the height of the evacuation mission. But the chaos of overwhelming crowds outside Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport prevented many from leaving. A report by a Senate committee examining Australia's engagement in Afghanistan has revealed almost 1,400 people who were handed the temporary visa never entered Australia. It found many deemed worthy of evacuation are now in limbo, their visas expired and their options uncertain. The report urges the federal government to reinstate the visas. Opposition Home Affairs spokesperson Christina Keneally says more needs to be done.
For some 1,400 people who were left behind, the hope that they had has now expired into uncertainty and despair.
The report also found the Department of Home Affairs needs to urgently improve its processes and communication in relation to Afghan visa applicants. It says thousands have been left unsure as to whether any progress has been made on their applications. Deputy Chair of the Inquiry and Liberal Senator Erica Betts says the evacuation effort deserves recognition, but concedes delays by the department have had consequences.
Having uncertainty must be exceptionally difficult if you're left in Afghanistan, not knowing what your future is, needing some sort of documentation that might allow you out of the country, and you don't have it.
Lawyer Glenn Colomites, who's helped former interpreters in Afghanistan, says the decision not to reinstate the visas doesn't make sense.
We now have a substantial group of people in Afghanistan still at risk who our government deemed were worthy of coming to Australia on these temporary visas and have now said, well, you're no longer worthy, apparently.
Since the evacuation, around 6,500 Afghans have reached Australia, but over 140,000 others have applied for a visa. Erica Betts says it's putting the department under pressure.
Is Home Affairs stretched? I think it is. There's no doubt we now have the Afghan situation, the Ukraine situation, remember the Syrian situation as well.
But visa numbers are severely limited. A rise to the humanitarian cap for Afghan refugees announced in the federal budget will see up to 31,500 refugees allowed into Australia over the next 4 years. Significantly, Liberal, Labor and Green senators on the committee all agreed on the language of the report, raising hopes the recommendations, which are non-binding, will be considered and adopted by the next government. Krishani Danji, SBS News.